A Good House for Children, written by Kate Collins and read by Kristin Atherton. Budding.
Awake, arise, pull out your eyes, and hear what time of day.
And when you have done, pull out your tongue and see what you can say. English Nursery Rhyme. Traditional. Chapter 1. 2017. It's possible to love something too much. It's even possible to love something to death. And when Sam was 7 weeks old and screaming himself scarlet with an existential fury particular to small babies, Orla McGrath stood over his cot and thought,
I love you so much I could kill you.
It was only a quick thought, and it passed into that humid night soon enough. But from time to time over the years, she would remember that she had once had it, and adrenaline would race up her spine. As Sam grew older, he grew less angry, and gradually, silent. His early infant babble never really formed past a few words, and soon those sounds, too, ebbed away out of his red mouth full of pearl barley teeth, until one day, when Sam had just turned 3, it occurred to Orla and Nick that their son hadn't spoken a single word for almost a week.
Should we take him to the doctor?
Orla peered into his mouth as he stood obediently in front of her in the kitchen.
I don't think there's anything wrong with him, really.
Nick, arms folded, leaned against the oven and looked interested, but not exactly worried.
Sam, darling, can you tell me if your throat hurts?
She cupped his cheek in her palm. Sam shook his head.
Do you mean you can't tell me, or that it doesn't hurt?
Sam nodded. Orla sighed, frustrated, and pulled her son onto her lap so that his little head rested against the hollow between her breasts, and she could feel the heat of his blood through her shirt.
I suppose an appointment couldn't hurt,
Nick said.
I'm not here much next week, though. I probably won't be able to come with you.
When Orla was pregnant with Sam, heavy and slow and cow-eyed, she developed a thirst that couldn't be put out. She drank no more than usual, but would descend into a panic if she found herself without water to hand, and so she developed a habit of collecting. Her nightstand became a fortress of half-filled tumblers, the boot of the car perpetually weighed down by cases of bottled spring water. Liters of sparkling water filled the cupboards, gathered dust stashed neatly behind the toilet cistern, rolled about beneath the sofa. Outside, buckets and pots stood in rows to catch the rain and slowly turned green. Sometimes, when she felt the thirst, just looking at her water suppressed the need for it, and she'd smile and touch the bottles lightly with her fingers. The biggest saucepan was called into service as a doorstop holding open the French doors from the living room into the kitchen, full of beautiful water, and serene as a mirror. Her mother-in-law came to visit during this time, saw the depths of Orla's sickness, and took her to the GP to test for gestational diabetes. Nothing. She was perfectly fine. Her GP, a kind man who looked a little like a heron, held Orla's hand and said,
If it makes you feel better, you may go on collecting.
Orla smiled and was grateful. When Sam came, tearing his way into the world, Orla and Nick brought him home to their house full of water, where Orla saw it all
Sample complete. Ready to continue?